Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Ring, ring, ring. Is Sam Smith there?
Hello.
Oh, shit. I pulled you up too high. Sorry about that. Hi. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Another week, another call. A call to you.
Yes. And this week, we're looking at a Prince record.
Yes, we are.
The Gold Experience, which is turning 25. And I decided to pick this one this week because on Friday, his classic album, Sign of the Times, was reissued.
Yes.
With a lot of unreleased tracks from his famous vault. And I thought it would be a good idea to do a Prince album as a result.
Awesome.
We've already done Sign of the Times. So,
you can always do more Prince, I think.
Oh, yeah, there's always enough Prince to do.
There's always a bit more Prince to do, yes.
And I thought, we'd just do one of his kind of lesser-known records from the 90s. Which is kind of a decade that is an interesting decade for Prince because obviously by the time the 90s began, he was a huge star, and a huge, huge musician. But he became embroiled in a very bitter record dispute with his label, Warner's. Basically, he wanted to constantly release new music at such a quick pace, very prolific. Remember, he recorded thousands of songs, many of which have never been released. And Warner's was basically like, no, we want you to do the usual 3 or 4 year wait between your albums, that kind of thing. And he basically decided, nope, I'm going to protest this. And he changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol, which became known as the love symbol.
Yes.
And all his music at the time, all his press, his promo, would have this symbol on it. And he became officially known as the artist formerly known as Prince. Which took on a bit of a mystique, I guess. And with that, he sped up his releases and attempted to try and get out of his record contract with Warner's. And this is when the Gold Experience came out, which saw him go down this kind of funky funk rock route, I guess you could call it. A lot of lengthy tracks on here, a lot of extensive breaks and outros. He played around a lot with the guitar on this record. And I guess you could say, it was a bit of a more funky rock album and less poppy than some of his work had been in the recent past.
Mm.
Although it did take a long time to record this record. It actually took about 18 months on and off, because at the same time he was addressing his legal issues with Warner's, which would actually get worse, as we shall see.
Okay.
So I think we'll start with a track called Endorphin Machine. This is track number 3, and this is just a all-out heavy rock belter. It's probably one of the heaviest guitar-oriented tracks he's ever did. And, he can play guitar. He's one of the best guitarists ever, in my opinion. He's got the chops.
Yeah, being a multi-instrumentalist, you always got to have a favourite.
Yeah.
But towards the end, he only really toured with a piano, didn't he?
I know, yeah. His last official tour was just him and a piano, actually.
Yeah.
So, he could play so many instruments. I mean, he was just a genius, basically.
He just knew. He just knew the music.
He did.
All right, here's Endorphin Machine by Prince, but at the time, the artist formerly known as Prince.
We'll be right back. Join us in a mission. I'm pushing for logic in a think tank. Unless, of course, you're feeling like a punk at the bank. But every now and then it comes back. Must have been your right to die. Live again, live again, live again. Get up, get up, get up.
Oh my gosh. Amazing finish there. That was incredible. Just like some screams.
Yeah, he's got a scream and a half, that man. what a banging track.
Amazing track.
We're going to take things down a little notch now with the next track, which is kind of a more soulful gospel affair. It's called We March.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a contemporary 90s R&B production. One thing about Prince was he was always on top of current trends in music, and he was always trying to adapt his music accordingly to kind of fit in with the times. And I think you'll hear on this track, he does that quite well, actually, with the production. But it's a nice soulful track for you.
Fabu. Aw, that's cute. Little chimes.
Reason to call this woman otherwise. Don't cry. bed in which you lie. Now's the time.
Oh, that was a beautifully busy outro, don't you think?
Yeah.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. Hi, Sam.
Kia ora. Hi. What's up?
I'm good. Yes, of course.
So let's look about this album and its reception and its legacy, which is quite interesting. It charted very well, reached number 6 in the United States, critically very well received. Melody Maker called it his best album in years. Vibe magazine called it his best album since Sign of the Times. And critics were really into that kind of funky rock sound on here. However, it didn't meet projected sales expectations, and some say it was because he was losing touch with his audience, especially young people. Mm. Others say it was because Warner didn't promote it as well as they could have done, which is probably true. Despite that, it ended up being voted one of the albums of the year in many music publications. And Blender even called it one of his best albums of the 90s. Oh. However, it's remained an absolute legal nightmare for Prince for over 10 years, even after his death, due to the song that we haven't played, which is one of his, I guess, more well-known songs, Most Beautiful Girl in the World, which he was accused of plagiarizing from an Italian song called Taken Me to Paradise by Bruno Bergonzi and Michele Vicino. And that court battle is ongoing till this day.
Wow.
Which means the song is not on this particular song. If you go onto streaming platforms, you will not find it. And in fact, this particular album is out of print. So they're basically, still
they
legal.
They buried it.
They have. You can't buy new copies of this record for a lot more money. You'll have to get a second-hand one.
Oh, wow.
It's out of print. So even years after his death, just for one song that was released 25 years ago, it's still causing legal headaches. Subsequently, though, he basically rushed through the record chaos and disorder in 1996 to to get out of his contract with Warner's, which is a bit of a disappointing record. And he basically, the upshot of this episode is he spent the rest of his career pretty much campaigning against major record labels and the music industry. And he withheld his music from streaming services right up to his death. And it wasn't actually after his death that we finally see his music released on streaming platforms and iTunes. And now, of course, we're seeing all of this music get reissued and a lot of unreleased stuff emerge from his very famous vault, which up until his death, basically was never going to see the light of day because he was so determined in his crusade, I guess, against the music industry.
Yeah, you get a bit sick after a while.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess I've got mixed feelings about all this new stuff coming out because obviously it's great to hear new Prince, but obviously I'm sure if he was still alive, he probably wouldn't be doing any of this stuff.
No, not at all.
Yes. So it's a kind of a... Yeah, it's a mixed feelings, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to finish with the third and final track for today. It's called Billy Jack Bitch. And I love this track. It's just it's a deep cut from his catalogue. It's a real bop, real funky. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Cool. Well, I am already enjoying it already. Enjoyably it is so. Thank you very much, Sam, for another amazing anniversary album.
Sure. Thank you.
Hopefully we will be at level one soon and you'll just be in the studio once more.
I can't wait.
You've been coming into the studio to do your show, right?
I have been, yeah. Saturday mornings, 9 to 11.
Yes. Tune in.
Tune in and you can hear tracks like this one.
Yeah. All right, Ka kite, bro.
See ya.
Just like the ones that you call me. What if I feel just
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.